Good morning, it's 8 o'clock on Saturday the 14th of November on RT Radio 1. This is Cathal McCullough with a special edition of Morning Ireland after last night's attacks in Paris that left at least 120 people dead. Between now and 9 o'clock, eyewitnesses and reporters on a night of bloodshed and terror in Paris, President Hollande declaring a state of emergency, and reaction from Washington, the French ambassador to Ireland, and others. Morning Ireland at 13 minutes past 8. It was a perfect autumn evening in Paris last night. The air was mild, the pavement cafes crowded. Many people heading to a rock concert or to a friendly soccer match between France and Germany at the Stade de France. And then suddenly, at six different locations in the city, the mood and the sound of Paris changed.
So six different sites, as you've mentioned, were hit in these attacks. The timeline isn't entirely clear because it appears they happened all at around the same time, at about 20 past nine. The first that was reported widely was the explosion at the Stade de France, because it was during the France-Germany game. There were two explosions that went off outside the stadium that were heard clearly. The television coverage is being replayed this morning here in France at the moment that those explosions went off. They happened outside the Stade de France stadium. The match did continue, and the president, who had been attending that match, was left immediately. And at this point then we start to hear about other reports of shootings in Paris. Two beside each other in the 10th arrondissement towards the east of the city, at a Cambodian restaurant, Le Petit Cambodge, and a bar, Le Carillon, in the 10th arrondissement. And then after that, within a sort of about a 2 kilometre radius, there were more reports coming in of attacks. So we know that it started at the Stade de France. After that, there was two attacks on those two restaurants I mentioned, another restaurant on Rue Fontainebleau, which is in the 11th arrondissement, and another on Rue de Charonne, where there were 18 people, we believe, killed. And then, of course, the biggest event that lasted the longest time in these sequence of events was the attack on the concert hall Bataclan in the 11th arrondissement as well, in the middle of where all these other gun attacks had happened. And that was where gunmen went into the concert hall. There were, you know, hundreds of people in there, and that's where the most number of these, now than more than 120 dead, have been confirmed. 82 were in the Bataclan concert venue.
And we know now the toll from that, the biggest single toll, death toll last night, was at that concert hall. 87 people known to have been killed. But on the line now is the Taoiseach Enda Kenny. Taoiseach, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How did you hear about this, and what do you have to say about this night of tragedy in Paris?
Actually, I was reading some material when I saw the news flash, same as citizens all around the world. It's the blackest of black days for Paris, for France, for its citizens, and through them and the citizens of the free world. Obviously, I've sent a message to President Hollande, and his foreign affairs has been in touch with Monsieur Thibault, and our own president has issued a statement as well. This is an appalling and horrendous attack on the free world. Obviously, this was coordinated, six different locations, 120 people dead, 200 injured. And as you pointed out yourself, on a perfect autumn evening in one of the most iconic citizens of the world, our cities of the world. So in that sense, obviously, the French authorities have got to determine in the best way possible who was responsible for this, and the assistance of all the leaders of the world is already available in whatever way we can help. President Hollande's called a state of emergency, to close the borders, and I said to close certain arrondissements in Paris. But my thoughts and sympathies are with the bereaved, with the French people. Second time in 10 months, I recall vividly walking down the streets of Paris with all the leaders of the European Union and other countries, linked arm in arm in solidarity against terrorism and against evil, which is what this is.
Let's just hear from somebody who survived what I said was the bloodiest of these attacks last night. This was at the Bataclan concert hall, where a rock concert was taking place. Here's one man who survived.
I've seen two terrorists, from my point of view, with AK-47 Kalashnikovs entering the concert room. firing randomly to the crowd. People yelled, screamed, and everybody lying on the floor. And it lasted for 10 minutes, 10 horrific minutes, where everybody was on the floor covering their head. And we heard so many gunshots, and the terrorists were very calm, very determined. And they reloaded three or four times their weapons. And they didn't shout anything. They didn't say anything. They were unmasked. They were wearing black clothes. And they were shooting at people on the floor, executing them. And I was luckily at the top of the stage, in front of the stage. So I found an exit when the terrorist reloaded his guns in the meantime, and I climbed on the stage, and we found an exit. And when I went on the streets, I seen 20 to 25 bodies lying on the floor, and people were very badly injured.
And let's listen to part of that announcement of a declaration of a state of emergency by President Hollande last night when he spoke to the French people.
Mes chers compatriotes, au moment où je m'exprime, des attaques terroristes d'une ampleur.
My dear compatriots, as I speak, terrorist attacks of unprecedented proportions are underway in the Paris area. There are dozens killed, there are many injured. It is a horror. We have, on my decision, mobilized all forces possible to neutralize the terrorists and make all concerned areas safe.
La mise en sécurité de tous les quartiers qui peuvent être concernés. J'ai également demandé qu'il y ait des renforts militaires. Ils sont.
I have also asked for military reinforcements. They are currently in the Paris area to ensure that no new attack can take place. I have also called a cabinet meeting that will be held in a few minutes. Two decisions will be taken. A state of emergency will be declared, which means that some places will be closed, traffic may be banned, and there will also be searches which may be decided throughout Greater Paris. The state of emergency will be proclaimed throughout the territory of France. The second decision I have made is to close the borders. We must ensure that no one enters to commit any crimes, and that those who have committed the crimes that we have unfortunately seen can also be arrested if they should leave the territory. This is a terrible ordeal which once again assails us. We know where it comes from, who these criminals are, who these terrorists are. In these difficult moments we must, and I'm thinking of the many victims, their families and the injured, show compassion and solidarity. But we must also show unity and calm.
La France doit être forte, elle doit être grande.
President Hollande speaking just before midnight in France last night, and the translation was by Shane McElhattan. As I say, we're joined by the French ambassador to Ireland, Jean-Pierre Thébault, and also by John Maguire of France 24, and they'll be with us until 9 o'clock. But Ambassador, I'll just ask you just a general reaction to this. I think you were in the studio when we were speaking in January after the Charlie Hebdo shootings, in which 11 people died. We're now talking about at least 10 times as many. So what's your reaction?
It has been a dreadful night of an ordeal for all the French in France and abroad. And I think also for all the one who thinks that freedom is at stake in such mass terror. What has been attacked has been the freedom of people to live normally. It has been an attack on normal life. How can we think without crying of those dozens of young and elder people who were at this rock concert, of those people who were on terraces, you know, on this perfect evening, and who were shot dead, cold-blooded attack? This is a dark, dark day for freedom, and we must be united in this. The president said it. We took measure. There is a defense council presently taking place in Paris.
Yeah, I'll come on to the details of that if you don't mind, because you'll be with us until 9. I just want to speak to you about the phone call you got last night from President Higgins.
very quickly after the news of the attack, President Higgins very kindly called on me to express his, with a very, very sad voice, all the his feelings, the feelings of the people of Ireland, insisted on that to be transmitted to the French here in Ireland, but also in France, and to President Hollande specifically. And it was a very strong sign of this massive support that are being provided now, every minute, by individual Irish men and women all over the country. And this is a very moving testimony, once again, of the solidarity of Ireland.
You mentioned Charlie Hebdo and the attack against the Jewish grocery shop, but French security forces have been preventing similar attacks to the rate of maybe one every week to 10 days since then. And there have been at least two possible attempts which have made the news. One was the attack by a gunman on the Amsterdam-Paris-Thalys train, and the other one was a planned attack by a young man against the Toulon naval base. He planned to attack military officers there, and of course that's where the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier is based, and the aircraft carrier is used in attacks against Syria.
I think that it's not a new situation, it's a developing situation. I think we have to be very cautious about saying who is behind it. Clearly, the techniques have their roots and have the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda, who developed the suicide belts and who have a lot of sophistication in bomb making. But we also know that out of Al-Qaeda was born an even more brutal organization, which is ISIS. It's now the most successful recruiter. We have Al-Qaeda, who would like to recover their position as number one terrorist organization and recruiter from ISIS, but also we know that ISIS is moving onto a more global level. I think common sense tells us they were behind, or their supporters were behind, the downing of the Egyptian plane a couple of weeks ago, and they have urged their supporters in other countries to take their anti-Western battle global. So yes, quite likely moving onto a different plane, although I think actually apportioning responsibility far too early at the moment. That's what I'm hearing from my contacts.
I think there's a serious question mark over whether some of these gunmen are still on the loose or not. There have been eyewitness reports from outside the Petit Carillon restaurant that one of the guys who opened fire got into a car and drove away. And then from another bar, there was an eyewitness report saying that a guy walked away. I think the whole network that's behind this is going to be a big challenge for the French authorities to break.
I walked back to the front of the cafe, and there was a whole pile of bodies, probably about seven on the left-hand side, and about four that had been sitting at the tables outside on the right-hand side.
I saw people running from République towards Bataclan, which is when I exited the restaurant I was in. But then there were also people running from Bataclan towards République, and so we were caught in the middle. Everyone's been caught by surprise. We were all there's a lot of restaurants in this area, and people were all checking their phones. I just saw the news on Twitter that there had been a massive shooting 20 meters from where I was. So we basically all tried to take shelter, and now all the people from our restaurant have taken shelter in a building.
I couldn't see anything. I just heard the gunshots. People dropped to the ground. We managed to put a table over. I had to protect her, and we were sort of held up in the bar because of the pile of bodies in front was too much for my wife to walk over.
Although there will be, as you know, people who look at French participation in bombing raids in Syria and say this was bound to happen. People are dying in Syria, partly because operations in which the French are involved, and there will be retaliation. Inevitably.
Since the beginning, France has been a very staunch supporter of stopping the bloodshed that was happening in Syria, and that is also feeding terrorism. So is anybody doubting that what is happening in Syria is unacceptable? No. France has taken its responsibility by intervening there. And by the way, we're not alone. It's not France alone. And from this point of view, there might be consequences, but who is claiming that there should be consequences? Exactly the one who are killing by thousands and hundreds the people in Syria, and not only in Syria, by the way. So from this point of view, we are proud to be intervening in Syria. We are proud to do a duty for the sake of the people, the decent people that might live there. So from this point of view, it's something else. Those people who have attacked, so far, they have not claimed. Why? What were their reasons? But clearly, in their modus operandi, the way they have attacked normal people in their normal life, their aim is far broader. Their aim is to deter all of us. And solidarity at this time is key to express the fact that not only France, but all the countries, all the individual people who believe in freedom won't be deterred by them.
Let's go back to the events in Paris last night. Not the worst in terms of the loss of life, but certainly a dramatic moment during that friendly soccer match at the Stade de France between France and Germany. In fact, let's listen. You can actually hear during the game, people on the ground didn't quite know what it was. It was, in fact, one of many bombings in Paris last night. As I say, that bombing, not quite understood by the crowd. Somebody who was there is the French football journalist Jonathan Johnson, who was in the ground. Thanks for taking the call. What happened? How many people were killed, and how do you know in the ground after that sound was heard?
Well, as far as we know this morning, reflecting on last night's events, three people were killed outside of the stadium. And up to three explosions took place close to the venue. Recalling what happened last night, I mean, early on during the game, we had the first bang. I would say that sort of sound is not entirely uncommon watching football matches here in France, certainly not in Paris, at places like Parc des Princes where Paris Saint-Germain play. So for people hearing that the first time, although it was noticeably louder than the normal sort of firecracker explosion.
At what stage of the game was that bang heard?
That was early on. That was maybe after about 6 or 7 minutes.
And at what stage, or is it known when people were killed? Were they killed by an explosion, or were they shot?
I think they were killed by the explosion. The people who were killed were the people who killed themselves. As I understand it, I think there was maybe only one casualty who was not one of the attackers.
Briefly going back to Paris and Alain Cobb, CBS News correspondent. Alain, what is the mood? What are the streets of Paris like this morning?
The streets of Paris are very quiet this morning. People have been heeding calls to stay home because there's a lot of fear in the city. Unlike in January, when it was clear the targets were the team at the Charlie Hebdo newspaper and then the Cashier supermarket, this time they were very clearly just going for random targets in the entertainment side, restaurants, cafes, a football stadium, a concert hall, and that's the sort of thing that just spreads fear throughout a city. So people are staying home. There are 1,500 extra military being deployed across Paris. That's part of the state of emergency that's been declared by French President François Hollande, and the sweeping powers of that state of emergency also mean that they can stop anyone at any time. They can do house checks if they feel that there's any possibility that there might be any evidence, any links to any of the possible terrorists. And at the moment, of course, the investigation underway, as the death toll has now risen to at least 127 dead and 180 injured, 80 of those in serious condition.